or neighbor, as it's in the New American Standard Bible. It reflects possibly what Jesus said in Matthew 22:39 when he was answering the question by that lawyer. He said there, the second greatest commandment is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Well, I believe neighbor in that context would refer to anybody. But I believe another or neighbor, however you want to translate it in this verse, I believe in context it's referring to the fellow believer, the one that you're condemning. Who do you think you are? Condemning your brother. I want to close by showing what happens when you don't heed the warning that James gives in this passage. I want to do that by reading to you a story. There was a happy little family that lived in a small town in North Dakota. And even though the young mother had not been entirely well since the birth of her second baby, but each evening the neighbors were aware of the warmth in their hearts when they would see the husband and father being met at the gate by his wife and two small children. There was laughter in the evening too. When the weather was nice, the father and the children would romp together on the back lawn while the mother would look on with happy smiles. And then one day, a village gossip started a story saying that the father was being unfaithful to his wife, a story that was entirely without foundation. But it eventually came to the ears of the young wife, and it was more than she could bear. Reason left its throne. And that night, when her husband came home, there was no one to meet him at the gate, no laughter in the house, no fragrant aroma coming from the kitchen, only coldness and something that chilled his heart with fear. Down in the basement, he found the three of them hanging from a beam. Sick in despair, the young mother had taken the lives of her two children and then her own. In the days that followed, the truth of what had happened came out. A gossip's tongue, an untrue story, a terrible tragedy. If only we could see the devastating effects that this tongue can have. We can either build up or we can tear down. The natural man loves to tear down, not build up. As a child of God, you've been given the ability to build up. So we need to do that. Amen.